the cure for morning breath.
Zero, Rhett and Maggie.
Y94.
Radioactive Imagine Dragons. Hi, we're the Playhouse. Zero, Rhett, Maggie. Y94, the number one hit music station. Credit card, cash out. You can win up to $1,000. I want to air that cute call in just a sec, but I want to get, I'm being told I want this phone call. How's it going?
Hi. I don't know if you guys remember me, but I called you guys like 5 or 6 years ago, and I just ran away from home.
What's your name, hon? Jog my memory a little bit.
Oh, my name's Melissa.
Did you run away at about age 15 and give us a call and we chatted for a couple of weeks? And
Yeah, that's me.
Trust me, that is not the kind of thing we forget. Yes, I remember you quite vividly, and Rat's over here nodding his head at me.
Yeah, okay, good. Hi, guys.
Hi. Wouldn't know Maggie. Kind of she weird. Wasn't with us then, but Maggie says hi, too. She's really confused.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
So I know it's kind of weird that I'm calling, but I was thinking about my whole experience the other day, and I just wanted you guys to know that my life has just done a complete turnaround, and I just wanted to thank you for all of your help back then.
Aww. Well, and for people that maybe weren't listening to the show, because this was probably 5, 6 years ago, huh?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Okay. Well, a lot of people maybe don't remember this or weren't listening, because that, again, was several years ago, but you were about 15, 16 years old. You'd run away from home. You were in the Twin Cities. You were up in Detroit Lakes. We mentioned some 4th of July stuff. You were sleeping around on different people's couches. I think you had a pregnancy scare.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you now?
Well, I'm getting married.
Hey! Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks so much. We're really excited. His name's Brian, and we're both students at NDSU. So, you know, I'm going to college, and we're getting married this winter. It's just been crazy. Like, literally, I'm a completely different person than I was all those years ago. I feel like I've grown up so much, and I've learned so much. And I, you know, when I called you guys before, I just fallen into this depression, and I literally didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and my relationship with my dad was so bad, and you guys completely helped me through it, having that open line of communication with me, and I just can't thank you enough.
I can
honestly say I fell at like my rock bottom. I was making horrible decisions, and like I just felt like my life was meaningless, and I just gave it a shot and called you guys, and you were so helpful to me.
Aw, that's such a good story.
Biggest tear up.
Yeah. I mean, I was just some random teen that you completely could have just hung up on. Literally, my life probably sounded like a joke at the time. But, you know, you like listened to me, and you gave me really good advice.
Well, listen. It blows our mind that we're hearing from you, because that was a long time ago. But we're definitely glad we were able to help you out, and that you're in a good place now. And that, I mean, life must just look completely different than it did at age 15 when you're like, well, time to pack my backpack and get the heck out of here.
I know. It's been a complete turnaround. And I've just been thinking about you guys a lot. So I wanted to call and just give you my most sincere thanks for everything that you've done for me.
So this guy that you're going to marry, he's a good guy?
Yeah, he's really good.
Hey, because we can't have anybody getting around our girl that doesn't deserve her, kind of a thing.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Maybe you can come to the wedding.
Hey, we're there.
Or heck yeah.
I'll have to send you a picture, at least.
No, that is really exciting. We certainly appreciate you calling in. That's really random, and it took my brain a second to kind of catch up with you, but we do appreciate it.
Okay, good. I'm so glad. So thanks again, guys. Thanks for all your help.
No, we really do appreciate you calling back.
Aww.
It'll take me some digging, but I bet you I could probably pull that one up. I think for people that are like, wow, but for the longtime listeners, they're like, holy crap, that's crazy. I think I might be able to find some snippets from that. Give me a little time. Let's give away money in the meantime.
Call 237 HITS now and win up to $1,000 with Y94's credit card cash out.
That is Brave from Sarah Bareilles, Y94, the number one hit music station. Hi, we're the Playhouse in the morning. Zero, Rhett, Maggie, 7:38 in the morning, 51 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. So when we are good enough at doing what we're supposed to do and keep correspondence with people to get an update from something like a week ago or a few days ago, we feel pretty proud of ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we do a lot of these segments and people are like, well, oh, my God, what happened to so-and-so? But to get a unprovoked update from something, a Playhouse circa 2008, was kind of exciting for us. Right before we did the credit card cash out, we heard from Melissa, who we first heard from July of 2008 here on the Y94 Morning Playhouse. And we often have a lot of 4th of July events up at Detroit Lakes. And we met Melissa, who was up there and doing some stuff she shouldn't be doing given her age. I think she was 15 at the time. And was going through a lot of stuff. And we said, well, listen, can we talk to you on the radio? We think that we can get some thoughts for you from people that are unbiased. They don't know you, about what's going on in your life. And additionally, you have a story that I think is going to touch a lot of people. And we talked to her over the course of probably, it was like a month, month and a half. And here's just a clip of the very first time we talked on air, 2008.
Rewind!
As heard previously on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
When we met you, it was over in DL, and basically your story was pretty amazing to us, and that's kind of why we're concerned. Do you want to kind of explain what happened?
Well, my dad kind of treated me like crap, and I didn't really think he loved me anymore, so I just kind of left, and I see what else was out there and see what I could do on my own. I saw everything going on TV with the flood and everything, so my dad kind of threw me out, and he was sick of me. And so I left, and I came up here to maybe see what I could do and help out some other families.
Now, what happened with your dad? Why did things get so bad?
He didn't like my attitude. Ever since my mom died, we haven't gotten along. And he expects me to take my mom's place, and I'm not that person. I'm a child. I'm not my mom yet.
Have you thought about calling your dad?
No.
Has he called you at all? Do you not answer them, or does he just not call?
No, he hasn't called me. He's waiting for me to call him, I think.
Is there anything we can do for you?
I can make it on my own. I can do this. I need to prove this to my dad. I can do this on my own.
So that is just the clip of like the 8-minute conversation we ended up having as edited as I can do. I'm trying to condense a month's worth of content into, you know, 3 minutes here. And we talk over a course of time, and it gets to the point where there's a pregnancy scare, and then she finds out she's not pregnant. There's this guy who's older that she's living with, and there's a lot going on to the point where we decided as a Playhouse family, listen, the next time that she calls in, we're going to get her dad on the phone and conference them in. In this period of time, he had heard about her calling this radio station. I think he was getting the cell phone bill and saw the number multiple times, got connected, figured out that she was talking to us, listened to it all in the podcast online, and his heart just broke because he's hearing his daughter say all these things about how she's just not getting along with dad and dad threw her out and how he trying to get her to take the place of the mother who'd passed. And it just got to be really emotional for him. And he was like, listen, you guys got to help me. I want to talk to my daughter. So he said, okay, the next time she calls in, we're going to conference him in and kind of ambush her a little bit. And that's when this happened.
It's all good. I'm not pregnant or anything.
That is the most casual way I've ever heard that said before. Now, does this change things then? Because the other thing we were a little worried about is that you were going to skip town a second time with this guy. You guys were going to go down south, start a life together. With the baby, does that change? Or without the baby, does that change, I should say?
Well, I told about how I thought I was late and then possibly I was going to be pregnant. And he kind of freaked out. Pretty much was going to bail on me if I was pregnant. So we got a really big fight and I just can't trust him if anything like that did happen. So, I don't know. I think I'm pretty much done with that. I don't really want to have to worry about if something does happen to him just, like, leaving me.
We made the decision the last time we talked that as soon as we got you on the phone again, we were going to call your father because we know that you're hesitant to talk to him. Can we conference him in now? We have him. Or are you willing to talk to him if we get him on the phone here?
Yeah, I guess I could talk to him.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, Daddy.
You know, it's great to hear your voice. You know, I know we've had our differences, but it's really great to talk to you.
I miss you too, but I think there's some things that need to work out.
I know how you feel about Susie, but I mean, by no means is is she ever going to replace your mother? I mean, we both love you very much, and we'd love to work this out. We'd love to be a family again.
I know, Dad.
I understand how you feel, but Susie said that she just wants you to know that she's going to be here for you if you need her. She's not trying to replace your mom. But if there's ever a situation that you need some, you know, help. So, I mean, we just want to help you any way we can.
I know.
Honey, I would love to just hop on a plane today, fly up there, and pick you up, and we can come back home and, you know, lay the groundwork for, you know, for a lot of happy years to come, I think.
I know, Dad. I miss you, and I think it's time to come home.
Okay, great. No, that's great. I'm gonna get a ticket. Once I find out all the details, when I'm going to be landing and everything, I'm going to give you a call, and we can get together, and then we can head on back home.
I can't wait to be home.
Can't wait to get you home. I love you. I really, really have missed you.
I miss you, Teddy. I love you.
237 hits. Good morning.
Hey, you guys, what? I got to say something about this whole, like, situation. You know, I wake up, it's my 22nd birthday today, and I listen to you guys every day on my way to work, and this just made this is the best part of my birthday. So I didn't think I'd ever, like, get attached to this whole runaway thing, but that is awesome. Whatever you guys did, like, thank you guys for doing all that. You guys are gods for doing whatever, however you guys, it's incredible, and just thank you guys for doing that. Just want to let you know, I appreciate that, you know, even. Makes me think, you know, makes me appreciate a lot more things that I'm pretty far from home, you know, makes me miss my parents now, you know, so just thanks a lot, guys.
So there is a month worth of Morning Playhouse 2008 in the course of about 4 minutes, edited in the course of about 3 minutes, so, but then we hear just a little while ago, right before the credit card cash out, from Melissa, 6 years later, and she's doing great.
I was thinking about my whole experience the other day, and I just wanted you guys to know that my life has just done a complete turnaround, and I just wanted to thank you for all of your help back then.
So what's going on with you now?
Well, I'm getting married.
Hey! Oh, wow. Congratulations!
Yeah, thanks so much. We're really excited. His name's Brian, and we're both students at NDSU, so... You know, I'm going to college, and we're getting married this winter. It's just been crazy. Like, literally, I'm a completely different person than I was all those years ago.
You know, it blows our mind that we're hearing from you, because that was a long time ago. But, yeah, we're definitely glad we were able to help you out, and that you're in a good place now, and that, I mean, life must just look completely different than it did at age 15, when you're like, well, time to pack my backpack and get the heck out of here.
I know. It's been a complete turnaround, and I've just been thinking about you guys a lot. So I wanted to call and just give you my most sincere thanks for everything that you've done for me.
So in 2008, she's a teen runaway. Thinks dad doesn't want her around, trying to get her to take the place of mom, then the future stepmother trying to take the place of her mom. Thinks her family doesn't want nothing to do with her, doesn't want her there. So she leaves, and years later, gonna finish school at NDSU. Got herself a fiancé. Going to get married this winter.
Going to be starting her own family.
I think there's a moral there. It's time really does heal all. Look at that warm and fuzzy, whether you heard it or not years ago. I think that's a warm and fuzzy. What a wonderful story to start my day. Let's play a song.
Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The world famous, incredibly talented.
Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.